Coming up on episode 36 of Journey Inside My Mind, we'll have contest details, I can't believe they're pond safe, and more. But first, this.
Hey, this is John from the Tanfastic Podcast, and you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind. Well, it's actually Dan's mind, but here we go.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange
journey inside my mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey inside my mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey inside my mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
Get ready. Here's Dan Johnson.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Journey Inside My Mind. I'm your host, your tour guide, Dan Johnson, and for whatever reason that you came upon this show, I am so, so glad that you're listening to it. I put out a promo earlier in the week announcing that there would be a contest on this show, and yes, believe it or not, there will be a contest on this show. I'll mention the details of that a little bit later. But let me give you some contact information on how you can send any feedback or contact. First of all, the website is jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. You can send me an email comment, danimal0416@gmail.com. You can call the listener hotline, 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. And then you can leave a comment on the website, of course. The other thing that is really neat that I just discovered recently is that you can send me an audio. There's a link on the website that says you send me a voicemail message or a voice message. And you can click on that if you have a computer hooked up to, I'm sorry, if you have a microphone hooked up to your computer, and you can send that to me, send me a message. So, and that's a pretty cool way to provide some feedback there. Let's see, as I mentioned on the show, we're going to play, have the contest details, and then there's a few artists that I can't believe they're pond safe, because I remember hearing them on mainstream radio so many years back before. I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the show real quick here, pretty shortly. Not a lot of chatter because there's a lot of stuff that I want to cover. One new segment I'm going to provide in here is from the Pedictionary podcast. Charles Hodson has given me permission to play clips from his Pedictionary podcast, where he describes the etymology and background of a word in the English language. Let's see, play a few promos. Let me just run down through the list here. We're going to hear from Peeper Radio Theater. We're going to hear from Merle Haggard. That's right, Merle Haggard. We're going to have a promo from Matthew Ebel. We're going to hear from Colin Ray. Yes, another person there. There's a connection between Colin Ray and Merle Haggard from this song called My Kind of Girl, where he is talking about if you had any... I asked if she liked some music, and she said... Do you have any Merle? That's one of the lines off of that song, and so I can't believe they're pod safe. And then we're going to hear from Leslie Gore. Yes, after 30 years, Leslie Gore is doing some more recording, and she's released another album. And we're going to hear, believe it or not, an updated version of You Don't Own Me. So all this and more. I'm not going to chatter in between these songs. That's why I'm in front announcing all of this stuff beforehand. So go ahead. We're going to go ahead and get right into it.
Are you tired of solid meat? I am. James Roquefort here for Paper Brand Powdered Meat. Simply add 2 tablespoons water and bamf. You've got meat. Perfect for hamburgers, meatloaf, dog food, cork, and the Sloppy Joe. All for the convenience of a straw. The number one choice of mental institutions, and mental institutions. They're simply mad for it. Paper Brand Powdered Meat. It's meat you can eat through a straw. Bam. The M is for meat.
If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking, and we'll have a time. We'll make all the nice spots, dance, drink beer and wine. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Let's start out tonight. We'll spread joy, oh boy, and we'll spread it right. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. You got the money, honey, I've got the time. If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking, and we'll have a time. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. Yes, we'll go honky-tonking, make every club in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark, we won't fool around. You run short of money, I'll run short of time. You have no more money, honey, I've no more time. If you got the money, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonking, and we'll have a time. We'll make all the nine spots, dance, drink beer and wine. You got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Podcast listeners around the world, you're invited to party with Matthew Ebel. Thursday, February 23rd in Nashville, Tennessee. Join Matthew and friends at the French Quarter Cafe to celebrate the release of his new album, Beer and Coffee. It's an all-ages show with no ticket price, no cover charge. And if you tell him you heard about it on this podcast, you'll walk out of there with a free prize.
I know you're there.
Thursday, February 23rd in Nashville, Tennessee, Matthew and his band will play the hits from the new album, like Wasting My Time.
I won't keep wasting my time again and again.
And the top 5 rated song, Drive Away.
Drive Away.
The show starts at 8:30 p.m. Visit www.matthewebel.com for driving directions and more details.
We'll be right back. No sign of weather, not a cloud in the sky. Taking it easy, I was doing just fine. As God as my witness, I was minding my business when she blew into town just like a tropical breeze. Face like an angel, legs as long as you please. I'll never forget it, I got all caught up in it. She was the object of my affection, then the wind changed direction. Lock down your shutters and your doors, better row your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told and you've been warned, you don't know what you're in for. She's a perfect storm. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. She howled like thunder when the sky opened up. I started shaking when the lightning struck. My poor heart was breaking with every move she was making. Then she blew right over just as quick as she came. She probably don't even remember my name. I'm broke down and speechless, trying to pick up the pieces. Just another seduction in her path of destruction. Lock down your shutters and your doors, better row your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told, you've been warned, you don't know what you're in for. She's a perfect storm. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane. Lock down your shutters and your doors, better roll your boat ashore. Lord have mercy when she rains down on you. You've been told, you've been warned, you don't know what you're in for. A perfect storm. Better stay inside where it's safe and warm. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane. Once she comes, you'll never be the same. So you better stay away from Hurricane Jane.
4 out of 5 doctors who listen to podcasts recommend Journey Inside My Mind. Just kidding, I don't really know.
This is Charles Hodson with Pedictionary, the podcast for word lovers. The Pedictionary word for today is love. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so I wanted to give a little focus to words related to this annual festival of red hearts. The reason it's a big deal is because love is a big deal. I went to UrbanDictionary.com and I was overwhelmed. Most words they list have a handful of definitions and maybe a couple dozen votes. The word love has hundreds of definitions and many thousands of votes, the vast majority of which lean towards the sweet and sticky. True to his cynical nature, Ambrose Bierce claims that love is temporary insanity in his Devil's Dictionary, and he goes on to say that the patient can be cured by marriage. Love comes in many varieties, and this leads to a rather extended list of definitions in the OED. The first one runs, that disposition or state of feeling with regard to a person, which, arising from recognition of attractive qualities, from instincts of natural relationship, or from sympathy, manifests itself in solicitude for their welfare, and usually also in delight in his or her presence, and a desire for his or her approval. Whew. Some of the definitions have pretty subtle distinctions. Compare that with the fourth one. That feeling of attachment which is based upon difference of sex, affection which subsists between lover and sweetheart, and is the normal basis of marriage. And of course, some aren't subtle at all. Quote, the animal instinct between the sexes and its gratification. Unquote. Of course, Valentine's Day is all about the affection which subsists between lover and sweetheart. The word love in this context first appears in Alfric's translation of Genesis into Old English. There, a fellow named Jacob is hankering after Rachel and agrees to 7 years of labor to earn her hand. Her father is a traditional old devil, and so, after 7 years, he throws a wedding party, but, under the veil, he slips Rachel's older sister instead. In the morning, Jacob opens his eyes and is horrified to be staring into the wrong eyes. He confronts his father-in-law, who explains that daughters have to be married off in order, you see. Be a good sport about it and stick with her for a week. Then you can have Rachel, too. And, oh, by the way, you owe me another 7 years. Jacob must have been in love because he agreed to these terms. And although the Bible says he hated the sister, he couldn't have been all that cut up about it, since she bore him 4 sons. So that takes our etymology of love back 1,000 years. But it is difficult to believe that love is a pretty ancient feeling, and the word might go back even further. It does. 250 more years in English, with that first multi-clause definition, but far further back in other languages. Parent and related words run right back through Germanic and Latin and into Indo-European. Love is one of those primordial factors, so important that once it had a name, no one ever forgot it. I'm Charles Hodson, and that's the dictionary for today.
So, I'm sitting here with Keisha, and she's holding on to this package that I won from Ed's Mixed Bag. This is actually different from the contest that I'm running here on my show, but this is actually from Ed's Mixed Bag, excuse me, had a contest, the Mystery Sound Contest, and I was a winner of it. So I'm going to play Ed's promo here while Keisha goes ahead and opens up the package. I've taken one picture of her holding the package up, so go ahead and take a listen to Ed's promo.
Say, what does this sound remind you of?
Well, here I am again. And I want to tell the world.
And then what do you think of when you hear this theme music? I'll give you another hint. Sometimes you might hear this.
And now it's time for this week's Mystery Sound.
And then other times you might hear something like this.
And now it's time for Ed's software tip.
Did I mention that we play PodSafe music and we even hear from the musicians?
Todd Lerner here. You are listening to Ed's Mixed Bag. Take this podcast for free.
And oh yeah, don't let me forget, other podcasters like to talk about us as well.
Hi, this is Mike Tuttle from the Sky Pieces Radio podcast at skypiecesradio.com. And you're listening to all the mixed groovy goodness that Ed Ovett can whip up on Ed's Mixed Bag.
So remember, to hear all of this and also some great PodSafe music, visit us at emb.libsyn.com. This is your host, Ed Ovett. Remember, if it's Saturday, it's Ed's Mixed Bag.
Now that is so cool. See, Ed, I remember first hearing Ed's promo back when he was getting his podcast started, and I had started tuning into it, but then just over the past several months, I've really gotten to become good friends with Ed online. What we've done is we've opened up the package, and not only does it have the Tracy Jane Comer CD, but it also has a couple of bumper stickers that says, what does it say, Keisha?
Lily's too short.
Lilies? What does it say?
Life's too short to have one person.
No, read it again.
Life's too short to be just one person.
TracyJaneComer.com. So we got a couple of bumper stickers here, and then Ed's given us some of his business cards for us to pass out to other people. And we got the Tracy Jane Comer CD quietly there. So I'll have to feature it. Why don't you put the CD out in front of this and then hold on to that stuff. Okay, hold it right there. Stay right there. Let me get a picture. All right. Show me that 100-watt smile. Awesome. So, thank you so much, Ed, for your contest there.
Hello.
Got a comment or a suggestion?
Excellent!
Call the listener feedback line now
at area code 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466.
Thanks again for calling.
You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. You don't own. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I'll never stay. Somebody who will be true. You don't own me. You don't own me, and I don't own you.
This is Dan Johnson with the Journey Inside My Mind. I think it's time that we made this special announcement. And that special announcement is that we're going to open up this package that we got from Kevin over at the First Person Show podcast. Before we do that, let's play his promo.
First Person.
FirstPersonShow.net, a free internet radio show that aims to celebrate the uncelebrated. Every show features 5-minute clips of interviews with regular people.
So far, there's been a mom from Guyana.
So, you asked somebody, where do you live? I live at number 63.
That'd be confusing if you had a house number 12 in village number 13. You might get the mail delivered the other way around.
Mail? No, I don't even think that houses were numbered. I mean, the villages were fairly small. So you knew.
Yeah. Just say the name of the person and they'd know where it was.
There were a few villages with names. Now, I don't know why they had names. And I remember there was one called Rose Hall. Now, I don't know why they didn't have a number.
You couldn't afford one. They stuck with the name. They ran out of number. That's probably what it was. They used up all of it.
That's right.
A POW from World War II.
And all of a sudden there was ping, ping, ping. There was these bullets whispering away just like that. Mm. The guy next to me got killed.
That could have been you, couldn't it?
Could have been me.
A farrier from Texas.
Anyway, he said, okay, Vivian, I'll hold the car up and you change the tire.
A novelist from England.
I was making a lot of money, of course, writing thrillers and, you know, doing terribly well.
An electrical engineer from South Africa.
The lads established what they called a five-minute wonder, which was to come over to, you know, the old guy with something they'd done, piece of design or whatever it might have been, and just saying, I wonder what you think of that. But the conversation always had to start with, I wonder, mm-hmm. And then we'd have a five-minute or a 30-minute conversation, whatever it might be. And that, I really enjoyed those, and I think they did too.
Kevin does this podcast as a way to archive a little bit of family history.
And one of the things I remember of being a child is that everybody collected things, but be it labels from triangles of cheese or matchboxes or cigarette packets or cigarette cards.
But we get to listen to some of the most interesting bits. In between, he also has some of the best pod-save music on the internet. You hear folks talking about growing up in different lands and a different time. In a world obsessed with gossip about celebrities, come listen to some stories from regular people with regular lives like you and me.
Because usually men are more interested than women, is that fine?
I think so. Mm. And they usually go to sleep afterwards.
FirstPersonShow.net.
Celebrating the uncelebrated.
All right, that is so awesome. Well, we've just opened up this package, the one that I had illustrated in the promo that I had for this show and for the contest. And would you believe it or not, it is actually Brother Love's Album of the Year. But not just any copy of this. It's actually a signed copy of this. And so I'm going to have Keisha take pose for a picture for this here. But while I do that, let's play one of the songs. This is actually track number 4 off of this album called Summertime.
We had it all.
All right, that was Brother Love from the album of the year. Starting to sound, do my best Brother Love impression there. Brother Love, album of the year. And you can win this CD. It looks really awesome. I've heard some of the songs on here already. And Brother Love, in fact, is one of the most pod-played artists from the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. And, of course, here are the details on how you can win this album that I'm looking at here, signed by Brother Love himself. Send me an email to danimal0416@gmail.com, and in the subject line put the word contest. And then what I want you to do is there is a this theme that I've been playing at the beginning of every show, not necessarily every show, but a lot of the shows that I've done. And it's a string of movie clips laid over some electronica music. What I want you to do is to name in order the movies from which those clips came from. Some of them are going to be easier than others, probably, but the I'm thinking about retiring that theme and going with some other way to open the show. So that's what I want you to do, is to name those movie clips. Name the movies in order from which those different movie clips came from. Now, obviously, I have the words Journey Inside My Mind scattered here and there. But starting from right after we hear Let's Get It Started, all the way up to, right before you hear Get Ready, here's Dan Johnson. So the movie clips in between there. And then what I'd like you to do, if you please, to indicate how you found out about the contest and the podcast, whether you are, maybe you heard it from a promo played on a different podcast. That would be awesome that somebody else played the promo, or if you heard it through promos.podshow.com, I posted it over there, or if you heard it from this podcast, that's cool also. And then what I'd like to do is to have you indicate how you listen to the show, finally, number four. Whether you listen to it, download it directly from the website, you subscribe to the feed, or if there's some other means that you listen to it regularly, or this is your first time. So that's it, guys. We're going to run this contest for probably 2 weeks, see where we are from there. And then if there is more than one correct submission, then I'll probably do some random drawing out of a hat, maybe not necessarily myself, but maybe my wife or my daughter, have them pick the names out of the hat, and I'll let you guys know, and I'll get this CD out to you guys. Okay, and believe it or not, people, this is going to end it for this Journey Inside My Mind podcast. I really appreciate you all hanging in there and for listening. Hopefully you'll subscribe the feeds.feedburner.com/JIMM podcast. Head over to jimmpodcast.blogspot.com. You'll find out more information about with the show notes and the artists whose music I've played tonight. Please let the artists know that you've heard their music on the Journey Inside My Mind podcast, that if you like it, feel free to sign the Frapper map that's over there. You'll find the link over there. And also just provide any audio feedback via the listener hotline, 206-666-JIMM. That's 206-666-5466. Or, as I mentioned earlier in the show, you can send me a voice message through odeo.com. Click on the link to send me a voice message from the website. This is Dan Johnson. For the next show that we do, we're probably going to include some excerpts from an interview that my daughter Keisha did with my mom, her Nana, with another episode of NanaCast, and we'll sprinkle in some PodSafe music in there in between there as well. So until next time, this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.